Is this Michael Patrick Shields? Is this?
It is.
Is this the one and only Michael Patrick Shields?
Are we on the air?
Yes. I can't believe it. That's
I'm going to watch my language then. Okay.
Good thing you
Jesus,
didn't.
I got to watch my language.
You've got to watch your language. Michael Patrick Shields, my travel guru extraordinaire, Hollywood insider. His home base is Beverly Hills, but I can't keep track of him. Where art thou now?
Let me be the first to wish you a happy St. Patrick's Day, the greatest holiday of the year, from the Republic of Ireland.
Yay, Ireland! I love Ireland. I'm serious. Are you still, I'm not sure, because you travel so much, you know, from the Emerald Isle to God knows where, or maybe you're on the Emerald Isle and you're traveling around the Emerald Isle, but I'm going
to
do...
You get to Dublin Airport and, you know, you can connect to the world. And from there, for instance, you might be surprised to know Aer Lingus had a nonstop from Los Angeles to Dublin, which is beautiful. Same way I'll get back when it's time. It won't be easy to get me out of here, though, because I have not been to Ireland since the pandemic. And, gosh, I always loved it, but I forgot how much I missed it until I got here.
Oh, yes.
And it's just fantastic. It's the hospitality of the Irish is renowned. It's not a cliche. It's real. And that's part of the joy. And so, you know, for the golf world, you could just play your brains out forever and ever here. And it doesn't even take long because when I left Dublin Airport, I went to Port Marnock and I was there within less than half an hour, probably. And that is, of course, a very, very famous old course. But there's also a resort there called the Port Marnock Links. And it's very fancy and very chic. And then you step outside and there's a old historic whiskey house next to the first tee, and in you go to a round on the Lynx land that's scenic and beautiful. And if you want an experience that's, you know, all four seasons in one day and a satisfying round of golf, that's a beautiful place to do it. And they'll spoil you after with a spa or, you know, some of the modern comforts of home. But for the golf world, you know, you could play all around Dublin, but go out into the wilds of Ireland, I say, and you'll have a great time. There's another hotel called Anantara the Marker, which has just been sort of renovated and restored. And for those of you who can't get out to the wilds of Ireland, this hotel and the architect has put all sorts of secret pieces of Ireland in the artwork throughout the hotel. And from the roof, you can see Aviva Stadium. There's a fancy bar up there. But if you look at the front of the hotel, it evokes the Cliffs of Moher, for instance. And I could go on with all these other elements that the architect has put in, but you really should do it for yourself. And at 6 o'clock or half six, as they would say every evening, there's a poetry reading in the main lounge to set the sun on the day and warm your heart, hopefully, with a nice whiskey.
What's the weather like?
Oh, well, it's the same as it always is. It's a grand soft day, is what the Irish will say. If it's windy or if it's rainy, so that's the way to put it. Now, having said that, there was a Netflix film that was shooting here in Dingle in County Kerry. And they were at the Skellig's Hotel, and they wanted it to look gray and gloomy and windy. And, of course, you know what it's like to have a Hollywood production. They have it all set up, and what did they get? Sunshine all day long like it was Miami Beach. So, you know, it's what you get, and it's the part of the excitement of it all.
You're going to have to tell us a little bit about why it's the historic Jameson Bar.
Oh, the Jameson Bar, Jameson. And that's in the Port Marnock Hotel that I talked about, because that John Jameson comes from not far away, and it always has. And it, by the way, it goes nicely in an Irish coffee, which they have a little class there in that hotel in Dublin that will also teach you how to make it, and you get to make it, and guess what? You get to drink it, too.
Wow.
And I also popped up there just beyond there to Malahide, which is a really very cute little touristy town, and you can walk along the sea. And I went into a pub there, and they were watching all the horse racing. And I said, nobody's going next door to the betting shop to bet. And the bartender reminded me they bet on their phones.
Oh.
So even modern technology has come to Ireland.
Oh, Say it ain't so.
But if you come now, I drove down to Tremore also in what's called the sunny southeast, since you mentioned the weather.
Uh-huh.
It's very near Waterford. And I went to a pub called the Vic, or the Victoria Pub. Okay. And I was so lucky to see some old friends there. And the Six Nations rugby game was on because the tournament is on right now. And it was Ireland versus Italy. And they sang both of Ireland's national anthems before the game because politically they have to do that. But can you imagine being in the pub at 1 in the afternoon and having the entire pub on a Saturday on their feet singing the Irish national anthem before a game? Oh, it's what you would hope for, right? To have something so spirited and festive like that.
Yes, absolutely. And being so involved, you know, and just taking care of their team, wanting to be there. So weddings, golf, meetings, events, fabulous dining, all of that's going on right there. Say that again, Port Marnock. Is that correct?
Oh, we can come up with trickier Irish names if you really want to play that game. But since you mentioned weddings, you might recall that I was married once in Dingle, County Kerry.
That's right.
And that's in the far southwest. So I made a pilgrimage back there to the Benner's Hotel, which is in the center of town. And it is it hasn't changed a bit, except they modernized and made the rooms more comfortable, perhaps, and more of the things that you'd hope for. But when you walked into that lobby, it's just a beautiful old-fashioned place right in the center of town. And you can take what's called the Slayhead Drive, which will put you, 300 feet or more above the sea on a road that goes right along the edge. And there's even golf there. It's called Cane Chabal, a very, very natural course in Dingle. And that's my adopted hometown. And I always tell people, you know, it's not easy to get to because, well, it's the far end of Ireland. But that's the Ireland you're looking for. They're still speaking the Irish, and there's lots of music and weddings from time to time, too. It's a fishing village and a genuine Irish place. And so I recommend that. And speaking of golf, I made a little pilgrimage to the place where Rory McIlroy got married.
Huh.
Ashford Castle, which is up north of Galway, near a town called Cong. And you can see why he got married there. It's probably the most luxurious, amazing pastoral place in all of Ireland, and it's got a lot of history. And so it's called Ashford Castle. It's part of the Red Carnation Hotels. And he's not the only famous person. Another great Irishman who played 007, Pierce Brosnan, was married there.
Wow.
I resisted the temptation, you know, as if I could find a bride. But, you know, if I ever did and I had the kind of coin. And the beautiful general manager who's been there for decades, he says to me, he's Irish, of course, so he's got this kind of wit. He says, when you pull into the gate and onto the estate, your jaw drops. He said, and that's even before you see the bill.
Very nicely put, sir. I'm Michael Patrick Shields. I am so glad to hear you. We're out of time. I apologize profusely, but I want to know, where are you going next?
Hopefully back to Ireland in not too long. By the way, the phrase for Tourism Ireland is Ireland goes beyond. And if you go to Tourism Ireland, you can plan your trip. And take all my advice, because I promise it's rock solid.
Rock solid. Yeah, he wouldn't tell you anything other than rock solid. We're going to close the show. Now, I want to thank you.
Longapole.
Yeah. Welcome